The federal government is giving the Sea Alaska Corporation close to $1 million to thin second-growth forests on Prince of Wales Island. The Forest Service also plans to thin trees using federal stimulus money. But they've got different aims. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Sea Alaska already pays for tree thinning on its timberlands. Reducing crowding in new forests speeds their growth and shortens the time until loggers can resume cutting. The Southeast Regional Native Corporation spent about $1.5 million on what's called silviculture last year, and it expects a similar effort this year, with most of the work in the spring, summer, and fall. Sea Alaska Executive Vice President Rich Harris says the thinning season will start early this year. That's thanks to $800,000 in federal stimulus funds.
We'll have two 10-man crews doing work in the Prince of Wales, Craig Kluwak, Heidelberg area. With this light winter, it's a very good opportunity for us to put quite a few people back out on the ground doing some forest stand management and enhancement.
The Forest Service is also using stimulus money for tree thinning. It has about $675,000 for what's called the Ocean Boulevard Project on South Chichagof Island. Perry Edwards of the Sitka Ranger District says the aim is to improve deer habitat.
You have a lot of smaller diameter trees with very little understory, and that understory component is key for a deer to make it through the wintertime. Deer fern, blueberry, and bunchberry are some key species, and when they get shaded out by the overstory, the food isn't there for the deer.
Thinning young forests is nothing new. Companies and government agencies have used chainsaws, heavy equipment, and even herbicides to speed tree growth for years. But thinning for harvest and thinning for wildlife are not necessarily the same thing. Nature Conservancy forester Keith Rush advocates variable thinning for wildlife. The practice leaves a more diverse natural forest with clear areas for forage growth and thick stands for protection.
Those thickets intercept snow. It's easier for them to move around in those thickets on snowy years, and it's also warmer. So that's, you know, very important for wildlife in the wintertime is to have areas of thick tree cover where they can hang out, you know, on the extremely cold spells and save more of their body heat, body temperature.
Thinning leaves trees, limbs, and brush on the forest floor. A number of people are looking at wood boilers, pellet plants, and other uses for what's left behind. Sea Alaska has partnered with Kluwak Spiking Lumber to explore wood product options, and the Forest Service hopes to sell some of what's cut in the Ocean Boulevard project to offset its high cost. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.